Scott McFarlane.
They talk about things that go further back into the past than the Department of Justice case. They talk about his biographical lies, the stories he fabricated as part of his effort to win office.
Hamas is still considering a deal that would free dozens of Israeli hostages. CBS's Tina Kraus.
Children are being prioritized as part of the first wave of a potential hostage release. In addition, one of the officials said an unspecified number of Palestinian women and children held in Israeli prisons would potentially be swapped.
Starbucks workers walked off the job today at more than 200 locations.
We're working really hard out here, and a lot of us can barely pay our rent. But yeah, all that for some coffee.
It is Red Cup Day, one of the busiest days of the year for the coffee giant. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. New research in Wisconsin shows a connection between Alzheimer's disease and military service. Scientists at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health found the donated brains of men who were veterans of World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War were 26% times more likely to show signs of Alzheimer's disease than men who did not serve in the military. While the governor considers an update to Wisconsin's alcohol industry regulations, the owners of wedding barns say they're not happy. The bill that got final legislative approval the other day forces wedding barns to get liquor licenses or else they can only hold at most six events a year. Supporters say the idea is to ensure safety, but opponents say the Tavern League used its influence to regulate the competition out of business. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The 2023 bear hunting season numbers are in and fell well below the yearly average, making it the lowest yearly bear harvest since 2008. Here's Brittany Merlot with the details.
The DNR says Wisconsin hunters only took 2,922 bears during this year's black bear season, when the five-year average has been around 4,000 bears. This decline was seen statewide. Hunter success dropped from 32% to 23%. The DNR blames the remarkably high acorn crop across the area, as this abundance of natural food typically results in reduced hunter success rates, as hunters' baits are less effective.
iSpoon Sushi Grill and Buffet in Wisconsin Rapids officially reopens today. The restaurant suffered a fire in the kitchen at the end of October and had to close their doors. The fire was located mainly in the vent system in the kitchen and had to be extinguished from the roof. iSpoon reopened at 11 on Wednesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Brewers introduced their new manager. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers holding press conferences today after naming Pat Murphy the 20th manager in franchise history. Murphy, who turns 65 later this month, described by past and present players as a coach who likes to keep it light, cracks jokes, but knows everything that's going on in the clubhouse. Murphy has been with the team since he was hired back in November of 2015 as an assistant and eventual bench coach, Ricky Weeks also being hired as associate manager. The rest of the coaching staff offered to stay. NBA, the Bucks, after losing earlier this season by 19 to the Raptors, came back to beat them 128-112 in Toronto. Giannis on the bench recovering from a sore calf muscle, so Damian Lillard stepped up with 37 points and the victory.
I didn't even feel like I was hot tonight. I just felt in a good rhythm in the game, just getting in the paint, you know, causing guys to pull over, finding an open man, attacking in transition. Guys weren't.
That's Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
65 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. 31 tonight, overcast. Tomorrow, high of 41.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the home finale against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is
available. The library in Wisconsin Rapids is typically quiet, like most. But did you know it can get loud when there's live music? The McMillan Memorial Library is the home to the Cowboy Union. Union Jam, featuring classic country, bluegrass, and gospel music. It's even bringing new interest to the old pedal steel guitar. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
If you don't know history, you're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. Development in the House of Representatives, you recall that Mike Johnson, in effect, did a Kevin McCarthy and passed a clean continuing resolution. No funny stuff, no poison pills, no right-wing social stuff. At the agreed-upon amount in the deficit extension, I should say the debt extension bill last spring, agreed on between Biden and Kevin McCarthy, huge bipartisan support. Well, the same thing happened here, almost the same margin. 209 Democrats, 150 some odd Republicans, maybe less, and it got done. Well, not all was happy in paradise. The right-wing nuts, and there are a lot of them in that caucus, went ballistic. Because remember, of their caucus, 221 or two votes, they only had 90 some odd voted against it. And these people are angry. They're nihilists. They're vandals. They want to close down our economy. They want to close down our economy because they want chaos. They want to, they think, hurt Joe Biden. They just don't believe in America. In any event, they went crazy. Chip Roy, who's a real piece of work. I don't know if you've ever seen him, but if you do, he has that sort of half beard, maniacal look, got up on the House floor and just ranted and raved. And they got their initial revenge. And this is an example of what we can look forward to coming up. And then I'm going to talk quickly about what we can do to block it. He got up there. He screamed and yelled. Some of the others said, all right, we let Mike Johnson off the hook this time. But if he does it again, he's toast. This is one strike and two strike, three strikes, you're out. It only takes one of them to call the chair vacant, then they got to vote again. And all they have to do is four or five of them have to say, no, we don't want them, and there's no chair again. That's what they're going to try to do. That's what they're talking about. And they did something. You could call it symbolic. I don't call it symbolic, but here's what they did. What they did was, whenever a bill goes on the floor, whenever the bill, any bill goes on the floor, there is a procedural vote first called a rule vote. In other words, these people are so full of themselves, and the Senate's even worse with unanimous consent, but don't get me started on that. That's coming up. But even in the House, they're fancy. They got to go, okay, we're going to vote on a bill. But now let's vote on whether we should vote on the bill. Just so you know, in the rule vote, even though you may have Republicans, or if the Democrats doing it, the Democrats maybe going to vote against it, they want to amend it and all that, you party line agree to the rule vote. So when Nancy Pelosi, the speaker, she had about the same margin that Mike Johnson has, even Democrats that didn't want to go along with it nevertheless said, yeah, that we'll vote for you on the rule vote so you can then talk about it and vote on it. It is almost unheard of for anybody in a political party to vote against the rule vote to permit the thing to go to the floor. Plenty of time for them to vote against it on the floor, make their speeches and all that. It's almost unheard of. Well, this time, Mike Johnson was going to put an appropriations bill on the floor. Because remember something. This extension, this continuing resolution, only goes till January 19 for four bills and February 2nd for the other eight. There are 12 appropriation bills. And the ones that expire on January 19, they think are unremarkable. Agriculture, military, veterans, military construction, that kind of thing. The big kahunas expire February 2nd, and that's to give everybody a little more time to try to work something out. Well, this time on the rule vote, 19 Republicans voted no on the rule vote. So he could only afford to lose four of them. Nobody ever votes against the rule vote. That's procedural. That's to try to make them look fancy. But this time, 19 people in the Republican Party wouldn't vote for it to knife Mike Johnson. The honeymoon is over. Well, that means that when you pose the rule vote, I mean, the Democrats always will vote against the rule vote of the other side, because some of the bills that they're writing right now to appease the right wing are for less money than was agreed on back in the spring. So 19 of them said no, so nothing happened. They all left early, a day early for Thanksgiving. Hey, wait a minute, Thanksgiving, guys, isn't until next Thursday. What, you want to go deer hunting? I don't think any of them go deer hunting. You want to go buy presents, cook? No, they're not. They just got out of town is what they did. They just got out of town. Now, you got to remember something here in Wisconsin. On the continuing resolution, there were two congressmen that voted against it in this state, obviously two Republicans. And one of them surprised me. The two who voted against it were Tiffany. That doesn't surprise me. But Gallagher did. Gallagher voted against it. The rest voted for it. It looks to me like Gallagher, he's essentially a moderate. He says he's a moderate. He realizes he can't get to first base as a moderate, so he's trying to look MAGA. It's not going to work, Gallagher. It is not going to work. Because you are what you are, and you ain't what you ain't, and just trying to look slightly MAGA to appease whom? What, you think you're going to appease Trump doing that? He can see through you. He can see through you. Well, here's the deal. When they come back from Thanksgiving, it's only a couple of weeks to their Christmas vacation. Then when that's over, they have 19 days in January to pass four bills. Important bills, agriculture, veterans, military construction. These are important bills. What's going to happen is that Mike Gallagher is going to put in, I should say Mike Johnson, I have Gallagher in my mind because he voted against the continuing resolution, but Mike Johnson will put in a bill, and the rumor is that they're writing them to appease the MAGA people. In other words, to take a haircut over what McCarthy and Biden agreed to back in the spring. The Democrats aren't going to put up with that. And then the idea is that Mike Johnson will put in another, some clean bills, plus, I hope, the Ukraine bill and Israel bill. And I got news for Mike Johnson. I don't agree with him. There are many things I don't like about him, but he's beginning, in my view, to look like a more skillful speaker than Kevin McCarthy. Because he gives the MAGA people some rope, and then he does the reasonable thing, because he has no choice, because the Democratic the Democrats control the Senate and Biden controls the White House. But if he does that this time, tries to put a coalition together of 209 Democrats and 157 or whatever Republicans, the Matt Gaetzes, the Chip Roys, will call it bacon. They'll call it bacon. They'll vote against him for Speaker. And I've got some word to the Democratic Party. This time, don't screw around. Give him the votes you need to put this guy back in. If he's willing to do, if he's willing to, in effect, govern from the middle, as unpleasant as he is on so many other things, like, what do you mean you don't have a bank account? What do you mean you don't believe in separation of church and state? These are core issues, but as long as he doesn't act on them, he can give all the speeches he wants in Louisiana, but we need a speaker who is willing to vote from, or willing to govern from the middle. We go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Dick, what's in your mind today?
It's just a theory, Matt, but here's what I think they're actually really getting scared of. Yesterday's Wall Street Journal, not very much of a Democratic newspaper, right? Banner headline, inflation cools, markets soar. And it goes on to talk about, yeah, a guy from the federal or U.S. Economist from Goldman Sachs says, it now looks like the inflation fight is over. And there's all kinds of good news. And then the banner headline right under it, why Xi no longer brags about his economy in China. You know, Biden's had so much success that hasn't been properly given credit for. It's unbelievable. But I think they see that it's coming. And they'll do anything to sabotage it, even try and take this country down.
You know, that's a very, very good insight. Yeah, I did see that. And not only, we've always said this, that Biden's done a better job on bringing inflation down than any other country in the world. This is a worldwide inflation, by the way. Like in the Great Depression, it wasn't just the United States, it was worldwide. But that what you are saying, and this is just starting to uptick, is that inflation is basically beaten. Now, there are different sectors. Food and groceries are one sector. Gas, fuel at the pump is another sector. But it's all coming down somewhat compared to what it was. And I think that when we go into the next election, and there's a realization that under Joe Biden, we beat inflation. We did the soft infrastructure, the hard infrastructure, the CHIPS Act, lowest unemployment since the Vietnam War. That is going to resonate with people. And I think you're right that these MAGA types, like the 19 especially, they're from the Freedom Caucus, the 19, who voted against a rule vote to even let everybody talk about something. That's very similar to Senate obstruction. That's similar to, a veto of unanimous consent. I mean, that's saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm going to filibuster this, so you need more votes. Well, in the House, you don't even get to do it with more votes. And I think that what's coming up, quite frankly, is that Mike Johnson's going to have to do something. And when he does it, they're going to declare the chair vacant, the speakership vacant. And when they do that, this time around, instead of screwing around saying it should be Hakeem Jeffries, which is never going to happen as much as I want it, because he's in the minority, give him the 19 votes. Go to safe districts where people can take it. Give him the 19 votes. Coming up, the Senate passes the continuing resolution, but there was a little stutter step.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
8-9. Well, remember, it's not enough for the continuing resolution to pass in the House. It has to also pass in the Senate. Then it has to be signed by Joe Biden. Joe Biden's definitely going to sign it when he gets back from San Francisco. I just saw his terrific speech out at that conference just now before he went on the air. But it did pass the Senate. It did pass the Senate. And as you know, the Senate has unanimous consent. It has filibuster. I was very afraid that one of them would do it. Tuberville, Rand Paul, one of these people. It passed 87-11. 87-11. Now, I think part of it is that with budget matters, they're not subject to the filibuster, and I believe they're not subject to unanimous consent either. So that is what that worked out. You still never know what kind of tricks they're up to, but, well, it turns out, what? They were up to some tricks. They were up to some tricks because it's a budgetary matter and they couldn't stop it that way. A lot of them piled on and voted with the Democrats. 11 didn't. But Rand Paul, what do you think Rand Paul did? Rand Paul put in an amendment with a 15% cut. 15% cut of all this spending. Now, it's bad enough that the deal that Biden and McCarthy agreed to, Biden sort of had to agree to it, was that it would continue to be funded at present levels, even though that meant an inflation haircut, because inflation is there. And even though, frankly, he's done such a great job, inflation is virtually whipped, but you still have inflation around 2%, 3%, somewhere in there. And it should increase by that amount, and it didn't. So in a way, that's what the Republicans were braying like donkeys about. Go, look what we did. We basically cut it 2%. Well, Rand Paul cut it 15%, the whole thing, in his amendment. Now, the good thing about an amendment is that you can talk as long as you want. Unlike the House, you can get up and talk. And if Rand Paul were young and in good shape and had plenty of sleep, he could have talked for 24 hours. That's what they did in the civil rights filibusters. You could try to do that in an amendment. But in this case, I think at some point, there is such cultural and institutional revulsion to screwing around when everybody wants to get out of town for Thanksgiving that he put it in so he can go back to Kentucky and say, I tried to cut it by 15%. Yes, I did. And then, of course, that got voted down, and it passed 87-11. Now, Biden has to sign it. Biden right now is in San Francisco, but I think they can email it, fax it to him. I think he can sign it that way and then do a ceremonial signing back here. In any event, you know what the deadline was? The deadline was tomorrow, end of the day tomorrow. Once again, the Republican Party screwed around, damaged our bond rating, and added to the amount of interest we have to pay on our treasuries for no reason. No reason whatsoever. Just vanity, obstruction, nihilism. No good reason at all. Truly no good reason at all. A lot of breaking news as we went into this segment today, as we went into Matt Flynn Direct today. First of all, the jury just came down in San Francisco. And no surprise, Paul Pelosi's hammer attacker just was convicted on both counts before the jury. And he still has an attempted murder count in state court. The maximum on the both counts that he was found guilty of is 50 years, and I hope he gets it. And obviously, I think he's a little off his rocker, and he'll, in California, he'll get mental health care in prison, but he can't be permitted to go roaming around putting on a unicorn costume and then going, hey, you know, I just think I'll capture the speaker and break her knees. I mean, hey, you know what I'll do? I feel real bad, feel real bad about, it was Paul Pelosi. I really intended Nancy gets on the stand. Enough's enough. Enough is enough. Another breaking news out there. Do you remember in Los Angeles in Thousand Oaks, the fellow that hit Kessler, that elderly Jewish man, 69 years old, in the face of the megaphone? He went down, hit his head. That individual has been charged with involuntary homicide at this point, involuntary manslaughter, which is what's called the charging decision. But they set bail at $1 million, and they're now revising the charges. And there's a very good chance they'll be charged with a hate crime and a much more severe homicide charge. This has got to stop. Attacks on Jewish Americans here on universities, in parades, sometimes people run to restaurants to try to hit them. That's got to stop. These people have to go to jail for a long time. They have a right to parade, but they don't have a right to parade violently. And we've had enough of this, and we're not going to become Nazi Germany in the 1930s. Going back to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling, Wisco Paul. What's in your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Matt. I just wanted to add one thing here. The people, or the person that attacked Paul Pelosi, there's plenty of them out there, and Trump's rhetoric and some of the GOP's rhetoric rev these guys up. They rev them up, and then, you know, they don't have any ramifications towards them, but there's damage done. And if they keep this rhetoric, especially with Trump's last speech, he could very well get somebody killed. And he hasn't even held accountable. So that's just my, this whole thing needs to stop. Okay, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, well, you know, you hit the nail on the head. And also remember something, he did get people killed. January 6th insurrection was him. He was the one who ginned it up. He's the one that sent out the equivalent of a save the date card. He posted, come to D.C. on January 6th. I'm not going to tell you what it's about, but it's a very big deal. And everybody, rumors spread. They came with guns. They came from all over the country. They showed up. He ginned them up with a big speech. You've seen that speech. Rudy Giuliani did. Mo Brooks did. All of his supporters. Let's go up there. You got to take your country back. You're not going to have a country. I'm going to go up there with you. Well, a lot of them, I mean, they were the real sociopaths, the killers. And they did go up there. Remember the one guy kind of breaking the glass to get in? And oh, Nancy. And Hang Mike Pence, remember that? Hang Mike Pence with the gallows. And then that one poor cop was thrown on the ground and almost kicked to death. He had a brain injury, and he had to retire. The only thing that saved him is he said, I have four daughters. That was Trump's fault. A lot of those people, if the president of the United States says, come up with me to a federal building, they'll go with him. They figure, well, he runs the federal building. He can let us in. It's okay as long as the president's there. Then he peels off, and they all go up there, and they're in a frenzy. And you're right. He's threatening judges. He's threatening everybody. And I'll tell you what. In the Paul Pelosi case, the continuous attacks on Nancy Pelosi resulted in her husband, by a nut, getting his skull cracked by a guy who wanted to wear a unicorn outfit. That's what's happening. Well, what is coming up? Some very, very good stuff coming up. News, weather, and a really weird thing with Univision, the great Spanish language TV thing. It's coming up. You've got to listen to this.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials are expecting a smaller harvest for opening weekend of the Wisconsin gun deer season. Jeff Pritzel is a deer specialist with the State Department of Natural Resources. He says that's due to a number of factors, including the weather forecast.
Unless we get snow again like we did, and that's not an annual occurrence anymore. So if we don't get the snow we had last year, I find it'll be hard to match the numbers we had last year.
Pritzel spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. The latest national Marquette poll finds Nikki Haley doing the best of the Republican presidential contenders against Joe Biden. 55% of registered voters back Haley in a hypothetical matchup with Biden, while Trump would beat Biden with 52%. The same poll shows Haley trailing Trump by more than 30 points for the GOP nomination. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following are a couple meetings in the listening area for Friday, November 17th. The Town of Grand Rapids will hold their Public Works Committee meeting at noon. The South Central Library System Board of Trustees will meet at 12:15 in Madison. There's a free Community Connections crafting event at the Nacusa Community Center tomorrow. The crafting event takes place at 5:30 and has a fall theme. That's at the Nacusa Community Center on Friday, November 17th. The next Ruby's Pantry is scheduled for Saturday, November 18th in Wisconsin Rapids. Food bundles are a $25 donation and approximately 70 pounds of food. Ruby's Pantry is from 8 to 9:30 a.m. on November 18th at Pitch Elementary School. There's a free community meal in Wisconsin Rapids. It's on November 19th at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Doors open at 3. Food will be served from 4 to 6. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Jordan Love says the Packers are getting better. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back at practice, although the team has lost 4 of their last 5 games. Quarterback Jordan Love says the offense is getting better thanks to receivers like rookie Jaden Reed.
He's not thinking. He knows what he's doing. He knows where he needs to get to and do some good things after the catch.
The Packers host the Chargers on Sunday. The WIAA State High School Football Championships are today and tomorrow at Camp Randall in Madison. Divisions 4 through 7 today, 1 through 3 tomorrow. Baseball, the Brewers introducing Pat Murphy as the new manager. Players like Christian Yelich supporting the hire. NBA, the last time the Bucks played in Toronto, they got blown out. Last night, they returned the favor with a 128-112 victory over the Raptors, and they did it with Giannis out with a sore calf muscle. Damian Lillard led Milwaukee with 37 points. The Bucks' Brooke Lopez.
You know, he did a great job leading us offensively, making sure everyone was in their spots, getting people involved, being himself.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 65 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. 31 tonight, overcast. Tomorrow, high of 41. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. But what is happening with Univision? Univision was a terrific network, Spanish-speaking network with Spanish-speaking programming. And you may remember back in the 2016 elections, one of their senior people showed up at one of the Trump rallies. And I saw the video of it again. It's absolutely chilling when you take a look at it. And he got up to ask Trump a question. Trump was very, very rude. And he said, "You shouldn't even be here, sir. You don't have a right to ask me a question. Take him out." And the guy continued to speak. This is one of their senior guys. I mean, it'd be like David Muir or something on ABC. And he goes, "Well, Mr. Trump, I'd like to know about," and a couple of guys hustled him out. They laid hands on him. They laid hands on his person, and they didn't carry him. They just kept shoving him out, and he had to leave. I took a look at that, and I thought, you know, that was chilling. That was chilling, the physical removal of a distinguished journalist. You may not agree with him. You may say, "Sir, sorry, I'm not calling on you. I'm calling on that one over there in the pink dress," you know, that kind of stuff. But you don't do what Trump did. That was the first tip off to me, not the only one, but an early one, about how violent Trump essentially was and how he kicked over all norms and not in a good way. Well, there's a piece just now, and this kind of blows me away, and I want to see how this develops. Piece just now, Univision has new ownership. And I'm somewhat suspicious of who bought it, because they are clearly pro-Trump and pro-MAGA, and they've done a couple of things. They do interviews with him and people who support him that are very fawning. They're not doing interviews of Biden or people like that on the Democratic side. And they refuse to broadcast ads for Joe Biden during the time. This is during one of his rallies and one of the debates. Trump's rally, remember, he had a rally that's in parallel to the debate, which he boycotted. And Joe Biden wanted to put on ads on Univision at the time, you know, positive ads about Joe Biden. They didn't run them. They didn't run them. Look, networks want revenue. They want revenue very badly, but they wouldn't run them. Then they came out with this sort of lame excuse that there was some technical difficulties. That's baloney. That's baloney. And apparently there's another Spanish language sort of, I suppose, mini network, nothing like Univision, that's just outright, sort of like Fox, outright for Trump. Now, here's the deal. People have a right under the First Amendment to set up a network, like let's say Fox. They have a right to have a bad network. They don't have a right to libel people, because then they pay $780 or $90 million in damages. But other than that, their reputation should reflect what they're doing. Univision, I've always had very positive thoughts about Univision. You know, Univision, it's Spanish language. I lived in Mexico as a kid for a year and a half while my dad was doing research down there. He's a professor. He was a professor. And went to Spanish school, a Mexican school, and enjoyed the experience, learned a lot. So I'm disposed to be very, very friendly to that. But they got bought. And I haven't seen any information, any investigative reporting on who bought it. Who had the money to buy him? Was it a coincidence that whoever bought him is pro-Trump? Was that a coincidence? Was it a coincidence that this other Spanish language network that's cropped up is pro-Trump? I'll tell you what is not a coincidence. It certainly wasn't a coincidence that they had technical difficulties and didn't broadcast Joe Biden's ads. That's just dumb to even say that. That's not a coincidence. But if this persists, in other words, if the ownership group that bought Univision is actually that way, and they become mini Fox. They become, the word for Fox in Spanish is Zorro. Remember Zorro, the swordsman, Don Diego? Zorro was here. He put on a mask. This is in the 50s. It was terrific. I loved it. Zorro. Zorro in Spain, Zorro in Mexico. If this should not be Univision, if this should be Zorro, you know, there's a very, very large Latino population in the United States, and we're very glad to have them. I think it's important to get the message out that this is not reflective. What's happening with this kind of thing is not reflective of the reality of politics, good policy, or whatever is in the interest of their community. Go to the lines. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. Jack, what's in your mind today?
Well, I'm wondering, when in the hell are people going to wake up? Taking over news agencies who just coincidentally can't broadcast the ads of opposition. And all the lying that's going on in Congress, and they've got crazies like Mike Johnson running the House of Representatives, DeSantis, it looks like he's at least not going to run again. If he had any kind of ethics, he'd just say, okay, I screwed up, and resign. The Supreme Court's been bought out, obviously. When are people going to wake up and say, this is an attempt to take over the government of the United States and turn us into the policy arm of the extremists? And people just, I can't understand why so-called right-leaning, unaffiliated voters even consider voting for any Republican, given the kind of thing that goes on. What does it take? What do you think it takes to wake people up? I mean, I obviously, I know, I'm aware of what's happening, but and I can't imagine people who watch any kind of news, even going through the internet and all the garbage that's on there, how you can't be aware of this. That just boggles in my mind.
Right. No, it's an excellent call. I'll give you one prescription. I know people, and I'm sure you know people, who intend to vote for Trump, even now. And I know some of them who are actually good people. And I know them well. And whenever you talk to them about it, and I don't get in their face about it, but you ever talk to them about it, they're polite. But they say, yeah, there are problems with Trump personally, but they like his policies. What they're really getting at, in my view, is race and immigration. And that is an undiscussed subject frequently. It's an unstated subject frequently. But when you continually, and this is only my view, but I think it has some legitimacy, when you every night on the evening news, see evidence of more and more people just coming into the country, saying they're refugees, then being released into the population, some of them being transported to New York, Chicago, the big cities, and going around being put up in hotels, and this keeps going on and on. I think that with a lot of people, there's an alarm, and you can say all you want about how in some respects, that can help the economy. Our immigration over the last, 70, frankly, throughout our entire history, is one reason why we're more prosperous than any other country in the world. But that doesn't translate in the immediate present. It really does not. And I think one of the things we can expect coming up is that, and the Senate has slightly changed on this, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, Mitch McConnell and Schumer and a vast majority of Republicans and Democrats in the Senate had agreed on a package of a little over $100 billion for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the southern border. And by say southern border, I'm talking about money for immigration enforcement. there has been a real shift in the last couple of weeks. And it's pretty plain to me that when they come back from the house, certainly Thanksgiving, but and then starting during December, Republicans are going to demand that there be a link between Ukraine aid and change in policy at the border, not money. Yes, they want money for that too, but policy. In other words, to reduce the number of people that come into the country, because when you come into the country and say you're a refugee under international law, which we subscribe to, you've got to hear them out, and then you can't just throw them out. But what happens when everybody says that? Everybody says that. A refugee is somebody who fears discrimination, usually based on his race and religion. That isn't the case with these people. A lot of them is economic. And it's the economic exigency crisis that brought my ancestors here in the 19th century, and probably most of yours out there too. But back then, you could come into the United States, you could come in a ship, say from Ireland or Germany or anywhere, and dock at the docks in New York, and there's nobody there to meet you or even care about you. And you had your clothes and a few things, and you walked down looking for work and hitched a ride into the city. That isn't the way it is anymore. I think, Jack, that's what it is. I flat out think that's what it is. Thanks for calling. Claire from Sun Prairie, my friend. Thank you for calling, Claire. What's in your mind today?
Hello, Matt. What you don't mention enough, my father-in-law was a political science professor at UW. You probably even ran into him. He's deceased now. But he told me over 10 years ago that the number one thing that's going to tear this country apart is the abortion issue. Now, I've got a lot of Catholic friends in the Madison area, and I live out in the country, so I'm surrounded with rural Catholics. And I've been flummoxed as to why a lot of them just cannot call themselves Democrats, even though they're fairly liberal-minded, good people. And one of them finally broke and said, Democrats are baby killers. Now, and Trump just said it recently. But these people have been indoctrinated their entire lives through their churches that Democrats are baby killers, and they just cannot call themselves a Democrat, and they can't vote for one. And all it takes is 3-4% of the electorate to swing an election. And a lot of these people, this is the way they believe, and it's their single most important issue.
Yeah, the abortion issue that you mentioned is correct, but I don't agree with you on the religious part of it. Catholics tend to vote Democratic more than they don't, and more than a lot of other groups. And let me tell you something. The state that has one of the highest percentages of Catholics is Massachusetts, and they vote for Elizabeth Warren and Ted Kennedy. The state with the smallest number of Catholics is North Carolina, and they voted for Jesse Helms. So linking it to any denomination, I think, is incorrect. It's true that the church leaders in the Catholic Church and a lot of other churches take that position. That's absolutely not true in terms of voting patterns. So some of the people that you will see voting, if you took a look at it by religion in this state, there's not a correlation at all, certainly not nationally on that issue. Okay, let's see. Karina, you're on the line, but we're about to go to another topic. So hang on. Do not run away. Calvin will get to you. Calvin will rescue you quite quickly, very, very quickly. Coming up, some good stuff. This is a very important issue. Is the Hamas deal to release the hostages legit or not?
This is the Shaw, WAUK. We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Director, lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Karina in Milwaukee, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Karina?
Hi, Matt. Well, you see, this is what it is. I think the abortion and everything what is going on, it's not, in my mind, it's all the symptoms of a bigger disease. Because former president calls a half of a country vermin. We're removing and criticizing abortion on based of religion. We're removing books from schools on the base of a notion to separate differences. We have more hate crime to anyone who is different. We don't want another people in the country with immigration. This is Nazism. The Nazism started, and you know perfectly well, as a democratic socialistic country. The guy came in from the dishwasher who didn't have money and was looking for a good reasons to get that money from anyone else.
Okay, let me just interrupt you right there for a second. A couple of things, just so we're clear on this, on Matt Flynn Direct. Number one, I reject any correlation of an issue with a religion, period. We believe in separation of church and state. We believe in no establishment of religion. And so there is no correlation. It's bad scholarship. So I do not want any of that on this show. Secondly, we are not a Nazi nation. That's ridiculous. Everybody attacks the United States. I'm very, very tired of it. They attack it from the far left. The squad attacks it from the far right. You have them attack it. Tuberville attacks it. A lot of bad people attack it. I do not want it attacked. I'm a Navy veteran, an American. I'm a Kennedy Democrat. And we are the greatest country that ever existed, that's ever likely to exist, with the greatest constitution. So anytime anybody doesn't like what's going on here, just travel somewhere else and you will be back here so quick it'll make your head spin. Okay, now, one of the key issues right now and of great concern to me personally are the hostages that Hamas, the sadists from Hamas, took after they tortured and dismembered a lot of people, the 240 of them. They are now agreeing in principle to release about 50 of them, roughly, mostly children and women, especially younger children. By the way, they have infants that they kidnap without their mother. They have a three-year-old boy who's an American citizen. Hamas does. And just so we're clear, Hamas is not benign. It's not like, say, Palestinians who just want freedom. They're an Islamic jihad group like ISIS, and they want a caliphate, they want a theocracy, and their objective is the murder of Jews and Christians. So let's be very, very clear about that. Now, what is this particular deal that they offer, because they're not to be trusted any more than ISIS is to be trusted. There's been talk about 50 being released in return for a brief pause in place with aid to Gaza coming in. The Israelis have, in principle, agreed to that. So if Hamas releases the women and the young children, and it would take a pervert and a sadist to want to keep holding on to infants and three-year-olds and women, but they have been so far. Biden is deeply involved in this. The fear is that Hamas lies as a matter of course, and that they won't do it, or they want something more or longer, and so on. The Israel right now, because of all of the international publicity of this, to put everything in perspective, this coming week is going to play footage from Hamas's rampage and the murders and the tortures. You know, it's very ugly stuff, and they're going to play it for UN envoys in New York, to put this all in perspective. But I have a question, and this question has been posed by other people, and there's been a response. Why are there so many photographs? Why are they such perfect photographs? Who are the photographers who just, quote, happened, end quote, to be there early on a Sunday morning when everybody's asleep and nothing was going on? The charge has been made that those independent photojournalists, one of them anyway, had links to Hamas, and they were told to be there, and they didn't tell anyone else. As a result, CNN has cut relations with one of them. To my disgust, the New York Times has not cut relations to them and said they did valuable work and praised them. But do not ask, why were these photojournalists, some of them well-known, just happened to be in this obscure, dusty little town, or these kibbutzes, at early in the morning on a Sunday, when nothing's going on with their gear? It reminds me, and this is a very sad thing, in the old days you would see this in Southeast Asia, Thailand or Vietnam. Sometimes you'd have these people who would set themselves on fire and kill themselves, immolate themselves, like Buddhist monks, to protest a war or something. And there was an instance where a journalist saw that and just photographed it. He didn't know it in advance. But, you know, I think morally what you do is if you see a guy set himself on fire, you throw a bucket of water on him. You drop your camera. You scream for a doctor. You don't stand there and just photograph it happening so that you can get what? A scoop? A scoop? What kind of scoop is that? It's a disgusting scoop. We're going to the Lions. Carmella in Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Carmella?
Hi, Annette. I wanted to talk about earlier you had said that the Biden ads weren't being run on a certain platform. I wanted to bring up, I just read, I believe it was The Guardian, that Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram, they're now allowing ads saying that the 2020 election was rigged. And I guess how they're getting away with this is they're not allowed to say that future elections are rigged. And it infuriates me because now other platforms like YouTube.
Right. Carmella, hold on for a second. Calvin, keep Carmella on the line. I want to talk to her immediately when we come back. It's important to me to talk to Carmella. So please hang on, Carmella. I'm fascinated with what you have to say. What's coming up? News, weather, and gag. Tommy Tuberville.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season,
Farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. Israeli Defense Forces confirmed they found the body of a woman kidnapped last month by Hamas near the Al-Shifa hospital in Gaza. It comes as the terror group considers a deal to free more hostages.